The Rockets were not able to pull off back-to-back victories on back-to-back nights. They went to Memphis, and they lost in overtime, 126-125 to the Memphis Grizzlies. In what was a very entertaining game, James Harden helped the Rockets rally from a 19-point deficit, scoring 28 points in the fourth quarter and in overtime, ultimately finishing with 57 points in 46 minutes. Mike D'Antoni did mention he wanted to manage James Harden's minutes. Okay, but you see James Harden's play last night. It was outstanding. Unfortunately, a lot of people are frustrated with the very end of the game where Jonas Valanciunas, who had 33 points and 17 boards for the Grizzlies last night, is underneath the basket. Clint Capella has him boxed out. And while Valanciunas is trying to get a rebound with 0.1 seconds left, unfortunately, Capella's arm sort of arm bars Valanciunas as he's going up for the rebound. Valanciunas gets the rebound. They call a foul on Capella. A lot of people thought that perhaps Valanciunas is either guilty of an over-the-back foul or pushing Clint Capella and holding him so that he could actually get said rebound. Guys, how did you feel about the call at the end of the game?
I thought it was the right call at the end of the game, and I wish I felt otherwise, but I was watching, and they showed the replay twice. Last night, Matt Buller did not seem to have an issue with the call on AT&T Sportsnet Southwest in the immediate moments. It sucks that it comes with 0.1 seconds to go, and it finishes effectively the basketball game last night, but they were not going to call Valanciunas over the back in that situation. That was more positioning than anything else. And Capella got his arm. I would love to feel otherwise, but I did not think the Rockets got screwed.
There's no way they would have called that. Like, let's say the ball had gone somewhere else or somebody else had gotten the rebound. Like, there's no way they would have called that on Valanciunas. And you wouldn't have asked them to. But when you've got your hand on somebody's arm as they're shooting, that gets called. Like, they were both. It was a reasonable non-call, and it was a reasonable call. It was a really, really bad miss on the Capella kickball. Unless I missed something, it looked like the turnover that created that whole situation. Capella very simply and just soccer kicked the ball over to Harden, like not intentionally or anything. That's just what happened. So it was a flukish, weird ending to an awesome comeback, and it's unfortunate the Rockets didn't get it. But in the grand scheme of things, you play 7 games in 10 nights. You've won 11 of your last 12 headed into that game. You're going to drop a few. And in a really weird way, it almost would have felt better if it was just a complete non-compete where you could chalk it off. But this now, it feels like, all right, wow, you expended a lot of energy.
It feels worse.
And came right back to the brink. It sucks that you didn't get it, but I'm not going to blame the officials for it.
Really quickly, guys, in baseball, and headlines that you probably were completely unaware of. First off, Ichiro Suzuki was still playing baseball, but he was moments ago removed from an actual regular season game that is taking place right now in Japan. He was removed after a ground out that ended the top of the 8th inning for the Seattle Mariners. He was removed. He got a standing ovation. There's some random Mariners player in the bullpen crying. There you go. Ichiro Suzuki's career over at age 45. One of the best baseball players that I have ever seen. Guys, to the NFL we go. Odell Beckham Jr. is possibly not happy already in Cleveland.
Shocker.
Ian Rapoport had tweeted out that Beckham is looking for a new contract now that he has signed with the Browns. And apparently, Saquon Barkley said that he was not thrilled, Odell Beckham Jr., about being traded. Beckham, in a post on Instagram, put a long, long message out there basically saying that he is going to take a hiatus, a vacation from all social media.
I have a big picture question about this whole thing. I am on the side of labor against management in general because I'm not management. I am labor. Like, I'm for the common person, all that kind of stuff. At what point, though, is the player wrong in sports? At what point is a player wrong for wanting a new deal or being unhappy? Because we've now had two instances of this. One Antonio Brown, the other Odell Beckham. Mm-hmm. These guys both signed new contracts last year. In football, you don't get contracts every single year. Seth, you know this more than anybody.
Right.
And at what point is the player, like Odell Beckham, just wrong in his feelings?
It always, I'm torn with this too, because like most players will say, hey, you know, I support a guy's right to do whatever he wants to do with his career. Except that very few guys would actually pull the, like, holding out or creating a distraction like this to force your way off of a team. There's a part of it that just comes down to, like, how willing are you to be unpopular? Like, how willing are you to be despised? You know, with Le'Veon Bell, his teammates felt like he'd sold them out. And that's rare that you see that. It's rare that you see the actual players, like they did in Pittsburgh, criticize the guy who's not showing up. And I think it's felt like they felt like it was just, that was really weird, especially because that wasn't even, that was, he, Le'Veon wasn't under contract or anything.
Yes.
I don't know. I would say that most guys aren't going to criticize it, but most guys wouldn't do it either. So it just all comes down to, like, what are you saying? What's wrong? Like, is it morally wrong? I don't think so, because every contract's always up for renegotiation. Teams do it all the time. You know, like, teams do it all the time. When a guy gets injured, they'll go to that player and say, well, you're not looking so great for you, is it? How about we offer you a pay cut next year? Or if you don't accept the pay cut, maybe, I don't know, what could happen. Like, they do it all the time. And it's just, it gets publicized more when the player does it. I don't have an issue with it. So I guess, what are you asking? When it, like, is it morally wrong?
No,
is it
morally wrong would be going too far. I just think that there's, like, a, if you are in a business relationship with your employer, like if you're signing a multi-year contract, I don't think it's fair to keep going back and asking for more money if the circumstances are the same.
This is where it, okay, so what it comes down to, if you remove morality from it, because frankly there isn't, both sides will do it. Both sides will ask for renegotiation, and there's penalties for both sides. For players, sometimes it's fines, you know? So it comes down to, like, okay, a tit for tat. With a player, you'd say, all right, the one of the big risks is you just signed a new deal. You want a renegotiation a year or two into your new deal. You want to be traded. Well, then you're hurting other people's willingness to work with you. Okay, well, did it hurt Antonio Brown? Apparently not. There were at least three teams that really wanted his services. You know, Le'Veon Bell, did it hurt Le'Veon Bell? I don't know if ultimately he made the money he wanted to make, but he got a pretty good deal with the New York Jets.
He did.
So it's not, it's each situation's individual, and it comes down to how much leverage you have and how good are you.
Up next in headlines, Mad Radio. So this is a viral challenge that has been taking place on the internet. A lot of people are probably familiar that with the idea of the Florida Man. The Florida Man is basically a headline that starts with Florida Man sets cat on fire. Florida Man throws homeless person through hula hoop. Florida Man, random crimes that people in the great state of Florida, a place that I once lived for 4 years in, they do weird things there. It's a weird bunch of people. It's too nice there. People just lose their minds. They can't handle
the
beautiful beaches.
Part of it is that it's like the destination for people that think they want an easy life. Like, it's, they're like, oh, I'm lazy. I'd like to go somewhere where it's easy to be lazy. And in their minds, Florida is that place. So it becomes this mecca for jackasses. That's why so many weird things happen in
Florida. Great football players from Florida as well. But hey, guys, this is the challenge, okay? And I'm going to ask you, if you're in your car, you're at home, you're in the office or whatever, you want to take part in this challenge because it's just amusing. So what you do is you enter Florida Man, and then you enter your birthday. And the first headline that comes up on Google, guess what? You just have to read the headline, and that is it.
I don't understand. So you do Florida Man, like, just, and then, like, 2/12/25?
For me,
I was looking on Twitter. I messed this all up.
For me, I did Florida Man 4/11 because my birthday is on April 11th. And the headline that I got from the Dayton Daily News, Florida Man said he stalked family to make friends.
Which, oh, just a random family?
Just stalked a random family.
Oh, so he saw, I thought you meant he was stalking his family. So he stalked a random family because he wanted to make friends. Was he trying to make friends with the family or, like, with other stalkers? I would imagine if you find an attractive enough family, you'd be like, hey, it's a community of stalkers. We can have a chat room. Let's keep tabs. We've been working shifts as we stalk the Smiths.
If you're trying to stalk people to get friends, why would you stalk a family? Do you want to be friends with a family? I feel like I'd rather just go to a bar.
Yeah, I think like the really popular family.
Okay.
For me, if I were to stalk a family growing up, I think it would have been either the Aperos or the Weavers.
Yeah, why
the Aperos were like the perfect family. That forever I thought, like, oh, you guys must be frauds. There's something here. There's something wrong. And it, like, turned out, like, you know, because I ended up
not
really
frauds.
Good friends. They're like just an awesome family. They do exist. Like a genuine, like kind-hearted, successful people.
Are they Mormons?
Volunteer once a week, everything. Like, all this stuff. Like, they're almost the perfect family. I would have stalked the hell out of them.
Here's my Florida Man challenge.
Did I think about maybe killing one of the siblings and trying to replace them? Maybe a couple times. Yeah, what's yours?
On my birthday, March 14th, Florida Man hit pregnant girlfriend with bag of tortilla chips over baby's paternity.
Was he arrested for that?
Yes.
A bag of tortilla. Is that
assault?
I guess so.
It's tortilla chips in a bag. Like, can that really hurt?
Angrily
he hit her body, so yes.
Yeah, I guess so. Like, I guess it depends. Like, was it? It was a bag of. It was a. Was it an opened or unopened bag? I feel like an. An unopened bag is less hostile because you know the force is going to dissipate when it hits somebody.
It seems like it was a closed bag. It hit her in the face with a bag of tortilla chips three times.
Oh, okay, all right. I was thinking, like, in my mind, I was thinking, like, you're disgusted and you're leaving, so you throw the bag of potato chips. Here, you take the damn tortilla chips.
He's just bashing her like it's a club.
The story actually gets even worse. I'm not even going to go into those details.
Then I'm going to feel like a real jerk for making light of it.
So that's my Florida man.
I've got a choice of several here. Florida man accused of beating his father to death while out at sea. I feel like that's
perfect
kind of,
place to do it.
And forgivable and understandable. And maybe you're thinking like, hey, international waters, bro.
what are the rules there? What are the laws?
I'm a pirate.
Also this, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this one anywhere. Let's say I'm going to use, I'll bleep this out and it's a word for like a male fluid. Florida man put bleep in coworker's water.
Major issue. Major issue.
My question would be, how do you mix it in to make it indistinguishable?
Like that's a great question. But here, my question is,
this is fun with science. I've got an experiment for later today.
Water.
It doesn't seem like it would mix that well.
My question is, how did the victim figure it out?
Terrible.
You're like, well, this looks like a Florida hot tub, more than a Florida glass of water.
Because I mean, if he drank it, there's no way that the police is going to figure it out.
I'll choose mine. Mine is Florida man accused of beating his father to death while out at sea.
That's better. Mike, Seth, and Paul on a Thursday.
You guys are cowards. You beat him to death and then dumped him in, and I just say you just have to beat him enough that they can't swim, and then you're off into the Gulf Stream.
Le'Veon Bell is making all sorts of headlines. He's got a big feature story in Sports Illustrated. He's on the cover this week. And a lot of people are upset at Le'Veon Bell because they feel like he has some unrealistic expectations for what an NFL team should do for him. Take a listen to this audio and see if you sympathize at all with former Steelers, now Jets running back Le'Veon Bell.
Like Pittsburgh is, they're a great organization. They got a great owner, head coach. They kind of treat you like, or if you're like a, like they don't treat you like a human. What I mean by that is like, I'm an NFL athlete, but it's still, I'm a human being. You know what I'm saying? So like, I still play video games. I still make music. It's like, they don't want to like allow you to be yourself for real. It's like, they want you to be, if you're a Steeler, like you're literally supposed to be playing football 24/7. You're not supposed to be playing video games and like making music, playing basketball. You're not supposed to be doing that. You're supposed to be working out. You know what I'm saying? It's not realistic. A lot of things, like, it's not realistic. So if I do say something, if I'm doing something on social media or whatever, that's different than football. It's like not accepted.
Okay, all right. Go ahead, Mike.
Here's what I'm wondering. The video game part. Are they really... How can they know how many video games he's playing? How do they know how many video games he's playing?
No.
Third of all, Juju Smith-Schuster has a six-figure deal with a video gaming company.
No, this is where, like, your mistake is invalidating anything Le'Veon Bell says about this. Okay, let's think about Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon Bell, of multiple suspensions, and included in some of those suspensions, he was suspended an individual time for missing multiple drug tests. Like, this is a guy that... he's just doing the classic, like, oh, well, they don't like that I play video games when I've got a rap album. Like, no, they didn't like that you missed time from the team for multiple suspensions, team violations, all these kinds of things. This is a classic, just a guy that doesn't get it in terms of why does the team not like me or why does the team have issues with me? Is he... they don't want me to have a rap album. All right, like, my first question would be like, all right, did you, like, miss a practice because you had, like, a rap opening or something, or your album
recording
was dropping? Like, because it would not surprise me at all if that were the case.
My name's Le'Veon Bell. Pittsburgh's hell.
Yeah. he does not get these things. Like, he doesn't understand these things. I like Le'Veon Bell. I would have liked having him here. I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, I don't think it would have been a smart thing to do, but it would have been fun. It would
have been cool.
But, like, in terms of... like, this is a guy that you would think, at least what usually happens is the guys that have discipline issues kind of over the first couple years in the NFL, they start to figure it out and get it. And they go from like being in denial to at least being like, because I remember having conversations with Jerome Mathis kind of about like, like why the coaches were mad at him. He was like, Seth, you know, they just want me to, you know, they're like yelling at me and they're acting like it was my fault that I was late when it was traffic's fault. I'm like, I know, you know, but Jerome, the problem is like, like all of us deal with traffic. Yeah, but you know, but the traffic jam was just, it was like the worst one I've ever seen. I'm like, I know, but you know, like Jerome, like we all get here like a half hour early. Like, this is what happens here. And like over the course of like two or three seasons, usually guys start to figure that out. And they're like, oh, okay, the team doesn't actually hate me. They just actually want everybody there on time. And then, all right, you know what? I've got a problem making it places on time. I'm going to get fined. What am I going to do about it? I'll accept the fine. Le'Veon Bell feels like the guy that never quite got it or understood that I'm not being held to a different standard. I'm being held to the same standard as everybody else, which is like simple things like showing up to a drug test and that it's not my rap album that's the issue. It's that I didn't show up to a drug test.
Are there conversations between NFL players and teams about what they're doing off the field? Just not like on a regular basis.
The first thing I thought of was this, because he mentioned a whole lot of extracurricular activities that weren't necessarily bad activities. Playing video games. What was the other thing he said? Oh, his rap album.
Yes.
Like, at any point, do you think the Texans had any issues with all of J.J. Watt's off-field activities back when he used to be super active with all that stuff?
I'm going to say no.
I would say no, and the reason is because he always showed up for all the other stuff. He always goes above and beyond with all the other work-related items. So if a guy has issues showing up to work, and if a guy is unavailable for discipline issues, then the team has every right to say, hey, buddy, you seem to be having a hard time managing all these different spinning plates. Let's see if we can simplify things, simplify your life. It'd be better for you. It'd be better for the team if maybe you didn't have all these other pursuits because you're not handling it really well. So, and it's as simple as that. If a guy's not handling his business at work, then yeah, I think it becomes open game. Like, dude, what are you doing with your life? How are you managing everything?
Seth, what would have been the equivalent for when you were playing of someone like Le'Veon Bell who is distracted by video games and a rap career on the side? Because I feel like maybe with video games, they're less addictive back in the day than they are now, number one, because video games are so awesome comparatively to what they might have been, you know, in the 2000s and stuff, like early 2000s. Like, come on, N64 versus what we got available to us now. But also, too, I mean, how many people were actually, like, trying to have rap careers? I don't know if there's anyone in your locker room.
Oh, yeah, no, everybody. Well, remember, who's the guy the Jaguars drafted in the first round?
R.J. Soward?
R.J. Soward. Is R.J. Soward, did he kill somebody in prison or is he in prison right now?
We'll double check on that.
He was cellmates with like Lawrence Phillips' nephew or something weird like that. But R.J. Soward actually almost quit football his junior year at USC to pursue a rap career. It's been going on for a long time. Remember DJ Merciless? James Allen, the running back for the Texans, retired to pursue a rap career. And I don't know how it went. I like James Allen a lot as a guy. I never got to know DJ Merciless. It's been going on a long time, and it's always just a matter of, like, guys have off-the-field pursuits, but how well are you handling it? I remember talking to Jason Babin about this his rookie year, because Jason Babin had, like, he had, like, a production company. He had something else going on. He had, like, all these off-the-field pursuits, and I'm like, man, you ever think about just, like, focusing on football? Because it's really, I don't know if you've noticed, Jason, it's really hard. Like, it's really, really hard. And, like, we had a conversation.
How'd he take it?
He took it well. Jason's a really good, like, Jason's a really cool dude. Like, he's actually, like, I know Houston fans have reasons to not like Jason Babin. But, like, he's just this kind of intellectually curious dude that wanted to do a bunch of different stuff. And he realized over the first couple years, all right, I got to scale things back and just focus on football. Ended up being a really good player for a good chunk of years after he left Houston, unfortunately.